Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team. I've been thinking about Nehemiah, and in the 6th chapter, the 15th verse, we see that he finished the project that he started many days ago. In the 15th verse, it says, "So the wall was finished on the 25th day of the month, in 52 days. Nehemiah saw a problem, and he allowed that problem to bother him. He allowed it to bother him so much that he left the cushy job he had as a food taster for the king, got the king to back him, went to a place where the wall was torn down, where people were walking by it and obviously didn't think they could do anything about it, got in the middle of them, used his money, his effort, his resources to rebuild this wall. Now, there had been many people who had seen this wall broken down, many people who I think would name the name of God as their God, who would love God, and yet they didn't think they could do anything about the wall. What was the difference about Nehemiah? Why was he so different in that when he saw it 52 days after he got there, he was able to have that wall repaired and the honor of God and the honor of his people restored? Now, the people around him didn't like him. They didn't support him. They didn't want him to get that done. In fact, the 16th verse says, "And when all our enemies heard of it, all the nations around us were afraid and fell greatly in their own esteem, for they perceived that this work had been accomplished with the help of our God." That is exactly the goal of our work in life, and Nehemiah was able to achieve it. When Nehemiah finished the work, he was able to look at it and have this tremendous satisfaction that the people in the area that didn't know God knew him now to a certain degree, because they realized that the work that Nehemiah did could never have been done by people alone, but it had to be done because of God's intervention in their life. What a great position to be in. Your work is finished. And the people that acknowledge the fact that you got it done are acknowledging the fact that God is God and that he intervened and he worked through your life. Your life at this point has shown the world who God is. That is the same challenge that God gives each one of us today. We should be doing the work of God in a way where when it is finished, people will look at our lives and look at what was accomplished and be able to say, "The only reason that could have been accomplished is because God worked through that individual, and God is great, and praise his name forever and ever." This is Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team, a division of SilverBirchRanch.org, here on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute.